Over the years, we've seen many images from the Mideast showing ISIS destroying antiquities, erasing emblems of the past. But Morocco is taking a step to preserve the region's history and heritage. One of the world's oldest libraries has been restored to protect the ancient manuscripts of great Islamic philosophers and thinkers. The library dates back 1,000 years and was founded by a woman. NPR's Leila Fadel has this report.
The copper craft makers in Safedine Square in the historic district of the city of Fez bang out designs on platters and shape copper pots to a rhythm. Called the Medina, this neighborhood's streets lined with domes and archways take you back through the history of the dynasties and occupiers that ruled Morocco from the 9th century on. At the center of the square is Karawiyin Library. And soon it will be open to the public after a restoration. Part of what the UN calls the oldest operating educational institution in the world, the complex started as a mosque in the 9th century and expanded to include a university and library in the 10th century. It's defined by beautiful courtyards centered around fountains. I wasn't allowed to record inside the library because Morocco's King Mohammed VI had yet to inaugurate the complex. But on a walkthrough, I passed the ornately carved wooden window frames and archways, colorful ceramic tile designs, and elegant Arabic calligraphy engravings. Outside, we spoke to architect Abdullah Al-Hinda, part of the restoration team.
There is a big restoration because there have been a need for the building and for the manuscript to be preserved.
He says the library holds some 4,000 manuscripts, Qurans that date back to the 9th century, the earliest collection of Islamic hadiths, that is the words and actions of Islam's prophet Muhammad, and an original copy of the great Muslim thinker and historian Ibn Khaldun's Muqaddimah. Just to name a few of the precious and fragile documents the library contains. And Hinda points out the library connected the East and the West.
It was constituting a bridge of knowledge, of researches between Africa, between Middle East and Europe.
When the library opened, it created a space for non-Muslims and Muslims to exchange ideas. 10th century Christian scholar Pope Sylvester II was one of the visitors. And notably, it was all made possible because of a woman, Fatima al-Fihri. She was the daughter of a wealthy merchant who provided the money to found the mosque, the university, and the library. Again, Al-Hinda.
A lady is a half of a society. I mean, I am not surprised by the fact that a lady founded the mosque and founded the university. It's normal. She was descended from a rich family. She has the capacity, she has the ability, the money to do it, and the will.
It's a small reminder of the importance of women in the history of Islam, and it's echoed in the fact that a Canadian-Moroccan woman, Aziza Shaouni, led the new restoration. It began in 2012. Now, the library has a new gutter system, solar panels. Air conditioner units are tucked behind the wooden carvings that match the aesthetic, and the manuscripts are in a temperature and humidity controlled room with a modern security system. Hinda says the library is more than just a building.
We have to preserve it. We have to restore it because it's our identity. It's a big part of our identity. It's our archives and it's our memory.
The doors will open in May. Leila Fadel, NPR News, Fez.